Shalom Aleichem and Biaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Daf Hei, Zvachim 5a, pagination is 9. We'll start on the facing page, the first of the wide lines. Ashkechon Shalomim She'or Kol Kodosh Minolon. We found these laws regarding Shlomim, that things have to be done Lishma for the purpose of the Karban with the proper intent. How do we know that a pasuk that's written by Shlomim is going to apply as well by other karbanos? Let's skip a line. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Zos haTorah la'ola v'lamincha v'lachatas v'la'osham v'lamiluim u'lezevach haShlomim. The pasuk says this is the Torah for all of these different karbanos. Hekeshen haKosav l'Shlomim. The Torah went ahead and compared the karbanos to the shlamim. Ma shlamim ben shini kodesh ben shini bailim ba'inon l'shma. Just like by shlamim, it needs to be done l'shma for the proper purpose with the right intent. Av kol ben shini kodesh ben shini bailim ba'inon l'shma. We need it for the proper intent. Now, one of the fundamental principles with which we began the Masechta was that even though the Karban would not be kosher for Chova to fulfill one's obligation, but it was still supposed to be brought in most cases, and you would complete the Karban as a Nedava, as a voluntary Karban. So the Gemara wonders about that and says, Eimahe chadashachit luhu shalo lishma. If you did it, shalo lishma lifsalu, it should be totally pasul. It should be over. Im zevach shalomim karbano, if the shchita is done for a shalomim, is good. If not, it should be nothing. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, motza sefasecha tishmar va'asisa, ka'asher nadarta, it should be a nedava. Hai nedava nederhu. It started off as a neder, a vow, and now it's being described as an adava, as voluntary karban. Ella, how do you understand it? Im kemasha nadarta osisa yehei neder. If you did it properly, it's going to be like a neder, a vow, that when you do it, you've discharged your vow and you don't have to do anything more. V'im lav yehei nadava. And if not, it should be like a voluntary karban, unrelated to your vow. You're still going to have to keep your vow, but it should be brought as a karban. Moving on to today's daf, Hey Amid Aleph, let's look at the third line on the page. Rami Reish Lakish Alma Ohi Be Midrasha Umakshi. Reish Lakish was on his stomach in the Beis Medrash, and he asked the following question. Now, the obvious wonderment over here is, what was he doing on his stomach, and why did the Gemara feel it necessary to relate it? Now, the Art Scroll Gemara has a footnote over here, footnote number 4, and they cite at least two commentaries who work with the concept that Reish Lakish was very devoted to sanctifying the physical, and he was on his stomach, it was aiding digestion, some, whatever exactly we say with this, it's a bit of lofty concepts, but there is such an approach that I just want to mention over here, such an approach that he's on his stomach, and it has something to do with eating food l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven, and it might even be related to karbanos as well, where the food, the meat, was eaten by the kohanim l'shem shamayim. I would consider that a lofty approach to this Gemara. There is the possibility of understanding this Gemara in another way, which I would consider still very great, but a little bit closer to our understanding. There is a different statement from Reish Lakish, which can be found at the end of Maseches Brachos, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, where Reish Lakish says that a person has to be meimis atzmo al divrei Torah. He has to kill himself over Torah, meaning exert yourself to such an extent that it's really powerful. A person really gets exhausted from it. We have, for example, in more recent times, the Chazon Ish would exert himself tremendously for Torah, to the point that he writes sometimes that the Sefer is not with me, and he told students, sometimes when he writes the Sefer is not with me, the Sefer was in the very same room, but he had no strength to get off his chair or his bed where he was learning and go to the bookcase to retrieve it. And therefore he might write, the Sefer is not available to me, meaning I continue learning. I'm going to have to quote the Sefer from memory. I don't have it with me. It's not available. And perhaps one can say that that's what's meant when we say Reish Lakish was on his stomach, that perhaps he literally collapsed out of exhaustion and just kept learning. He just ignored the physical limitations. In any case, Umakshi, and he asked the following question. Im kisherim heim yirtzu. If these karbanos that were brought shelo lishma are kosher and you should continue bringing them, so then they should satisfy the owner's obligation. V'im ein miratzin, and if they're not acceptable for discharging the owner's obligation, lama ba'in, so what are you bringing it for? Doesn't seem to make sense. Either it's kosher or it's pasul. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to him, "Motzinu, you know, we find bevoin la'achar misa sheim kisherim ve'ein meratzin. There's such a thing that a person designates a carbon and sends it to the Beis Hamikdash and then dies before the carbon is brought. And there are cases where we continue bringing the carbon. It's kosher as a carbon, but it doesn't do the owner any good because he's already passed on. He didn't do the mitzvah during his lifetime. Ditanan." For example, we learned, Ha'isha shehivya chatasa umesa. If the woman already brought her carbon chatos and then she died, yavio yarsha malasa, the inheritors can bring the ola that was designated during her lifetime. Olasa umesa, but if it was her carbon ola that died, lo yavio yarsha chatos. A chatos cannot be brought after she's dead. But you see, that a carbon ola can be brought even though the person's already dead and it's not going to fulfill any mitzvah for him or her. Amalei, Reish Lakish answered, Modinu lecha be'ola, da'asyel achamisa. I admit to you, I agree with you by an ola that you have a great explanation because that comes after the person's dead and there's no atonement, but it's still a good carbon. I'm great with that. But asham de lo asi la'acha misa minalon. But my question is regarding the carbon asham that does not get brought after the person passed away. How do I know that if something went wrong with the lishma that I should still bring the carbon and it doesn't satisfy the person's obligation? How do I wrap my head around that, so to speak? Amale. So Rabbi Eliezer answered him, Harei Machlu koseich bitzido. That's actually a machlokes. There's an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer Omar Afa Asham that even the Asham can be brought after a person passed away. And if you follow that opinion, then you have an explanation regarding the carbon Asham that was brought shelo lishma. Omar Reish Lakish said, this is a person that they say about him, that he's a great person. This Rabbi Lazar that I'm dialoguing with, and he's telling me, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Ko amina ana Mishnah Shalema. I'm talking about the mainstream view in the Mishnah. Ve'at amrit li Rabbi Eliezer, and you say that you're able to explain it based on the individual opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. I'm looking for a mainstream pshat here, not according to one shita I have an answer. El amr Reish Lakish, rather Reish Lakish said, Eftach ano pischol nafshoi, you know, I'm going to answer this question on my own, which is an interesting wording, but perhaps if we follow our explanation that he was exhausted, so he thought through the question and he asked the question. It's a great question, and he keeps pushing himself with excitement as the answer is proposed, and no one's answering him. And Reish Lakish says, "You know, I'm going to answer the question myself." Motza sefasecha, based on the pasuk that we quoted before. Hai nedava nederhu. Why is the pasuk calling it a nedava if it's a neder? V'chulu kidele el, as we articulated before, the Gemara says, I don't have to repeat it, but that's what the conclusion that Reish Lakish came up with as well. That the pasuk itself indicates that it started as a neder, it ends up as a nedava, it will not fulfill his obligations of neder vow, but it is being brought as a nedava, and that's the case that the Masechta actually began with, and the Gemara is relating that Reish Lakish as well was grappling with exactly how do we understand it, and he came up with the same source material, the same pasuk, to explain the Mishnah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.